Welcome to Message Gals, a Message Gear sponsored podcast about all things women in tech and the occasional controversial topic or cocktail.
You never know what we're going to say. I'm India Waters, Senior Growth Manager here at Message Gears.
And I'm Danielle Profita Briner, your Product Marketing Manager. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Welcome back, Message Gals listeners. We have a great guest for you today on the podcast, and she came from us from one of our favorite organizations. If you could see me right now, I'm wearing the t-shirt, but she is a member of the Women of Email organization, which we love, love, love. And I wanted to introduce her. Her name is Musian, and I'm going to really fight hard for this last name, Poyoski. But I wanted to hand it over to her because I'd like to hear a little bit about your name.
Yes. Hi, India and Dania. So great to be here. And from Women of Email, our favorite organization. Yeah. And my name, it's hard. Often give people trouble to pronounce. So I'm going to pronounce it here. My name is Musian Poyoski. As you can tell, the first part is from Asia, from China, Musian. And the second part, Poyoski, is from Poland, Polish name. So I picked it up after I got married with my husband.
Picked it right up from
the international family.
I love, love, love that. And there's a little bit, I feel like people ask me about my name all the time as well. India, and then not often known, but my middle name is Land and my last name is Waters. So people are always like, I've got to know the story there. And it's actually not as interesting as people would hope. It's India is the character in Gone with the Wind, the book. And my mom just liked that book growing up. And Land is my mom's maiden name, and Waters is my dad's last name. So,
which is meant to be.
I love it. Yeah, your name is so unique. So nice. Yeah,
I know, it's wild. But yeah, I love like the origins of names and hearing about them, and I love it. I feel like your name really can like shape who you are, and I definitely like. My name was like, I don't know. It was going to be Margaret. So what if I was a Margaret, y'all?
Yeah. In fact, when I moved to the United States, I tried to change my name to an American name. Mm-hmm. So I tried that. But when people calling me Michelle, for example, Michelle, I was looking back, whom you're calling? You know, and I just stick to my own name.
Totally. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. Also, I think it's so good. And this kind of brings us into we'll go into your background, but then, you know, talking about cultures and how it's such a melting pot and you have to really lean into your identity because it makes you who you are. Like you're wearing red and you're like, red is my color. I wish I was wearing red because then all three of us would match, but that's why this is a podcast. We would love to get the reader's digest, as India would say, of your background and how you got here and, you know, maybe involved in Women of Email, shout out, and then we can go into the fun questions.
Yes, sounds great. So I have been in graphic design in over 20 years, imagine. Yeah, when I was in China, I was already in graphic design field, but mostly in print at the time, also for exhibit graphic design, posters, catalogs, and business cards at the time. Business cards was a big deal too. And many other types of print work. Once I moved to the United States, I also went back to school. I finished a degree here, also in graphic design. I thought the reason actually I picked graphic design, I thought would be easier for me to finish a degree here because I already have a background in graphic design. But it turned out actually a bachelor degree here in graphic design is not that easy. I had to start over from the drawing, painting, sculpture, and the video editing, all the fundamental courses Then I got to be accepted to be in the graphic design program in University of Chicago, or University of Illinois at Chicago. And also at the time, 1 year later, I had my daughter. So I had a newborn and I was in school full time. However, I really loved the learning experience in this country. And after I graduated, I got into the digital marketing field, which is now I'm in at Measured Marketing. Measured Marketing does a lot of digital marketing, especially the major part is email marketing. That's how I get to join the Women of Email. Ever since, I loved the creative and the coding part. Like, it's a mixed, best combination, I think, the email development and email design and email marketing. And since I was 8.5 years ago, I was a junior digital graphic designer. Now I'm a creative manager at Measured Marketing and managing a team of 6 to 8 designers, some full-time designers and some freelancers. Oh, so this is my background.
That is the American dream. I feel like if you met younger you and you heard all of that, you would be like, oh my gosh, like no way. That is amazing. Also, I know we didn't even touch on this, going to school and having your daughter, what a huge feat. And then coming from the coding and the creative, India is like the creative. I have a coding background. We could talk to you for hours, but
yeah,
we'll have to bring you back on. We'll be like part one, part two. We'll do a series. Yeah. That is so amazing. And I know India is going to go into this in a second, but the different parts of your life, obviously working in China. Oh, and you look amazing. You're like 30. You're like,
oh, I've been really?
For, oh, no, you look like great.
Not even 30. You look like a teen. Oh my God.
I was like,
you guys are so kind. Just so imagine my career, so you can guess my age.
I can't even believe it because I'm looking at a teenager right now. And oh my gosh, wow, we need to exchange skincare routines when we.
Your daughter is very lucky.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my daughter now actually exactly the same height as me now.
Oh my gosh.
She just turned 12.
Oh, that's such a good age.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to India so we can give the people what they want.
Some of the topics we discussed bringing up on the podcast, and one that Daniela and I are super excited to talk about with you, is sort of the difference between the working cultures in both China and America. So I think I'm pretty sure Daniela and I are only very familiar with the work cultures of the US. So we're excited to kind of hear your juxtaposition of what it was like to work in China and then what it was like to work here.
Thank you. That's a great question. I'm so happy to share about it. When I was in China, first also started as a graphic designer. I would say what I had the experience is that we didn't have the kind of freedom we got. If you are junior, started from a company, you also didn't get your voice to be heard. As you can tell, my character is very straightforward and open, and I love to share my ideas. But when I was being rejected many times, I would get discouraged.
I feel that it's such an important lesson, especially for a young person, to realize that. And now it's almost like having a bad job, and it makes you really grateful for your really good job that you love. So it's like having that experience and not being heard makes you such a better leader, which I'm sure you are to the people who you manage, because you give them that freedom.
Yeah, that's definitely. In fact, I took the extra effort to mentor the people who maybe have fewer opportunities. And in fact, last summer, I hired an intern who had language barrier from another country, not from China, just you know. And I just want to help her to start her life over again, just need a little bit support.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, just because of the language, to stop someone's professional career, because they are good in other professions, maybe not in the language.
Mm-hmm. Creative also spans, it's so transcendent, like especially graphic design, it really is about how it makes someone feel. So you don't even have to speak the same language to emote feeling from someone, which I feel like probably leaned into your favor when you were going to school here, making English your new language, so to say. I'm sure you speak both at home, which I think is probably so cool. If I like had a parent who spoke a different language, I'd be like, yes, like I'm already so far ahead in life.
In fact, language is one aspect to make me to be able to understand the others more, especially for the people who are speaking English as a second language, so I understand their situation. And also for the design perspective, in fact, there are some similarities, but there are a lot of big differences in design. Just for example, in China, when you design something, just from the visual aspect, from color choices, you would often choose red, gold, and those major colors for holidays or for something. And you don't really use a lot of other type of, for example, like blue. Actually, I didn't really use blue a lot. I didn't remember I used blue that much. Yeah. So you tend to use the color you were familiar with. And also the compositionally, you also arrange things differently. After I started here, I started here 6 years, and I knew the fundamental, graphic design actually is different. It's a big difference. Because in China, when I went to school in college, we passed some schools, mostly is for illustration west. So it's more about art.
Yeah.
But here actually you design something, is solving a problem. That's the focus. So I love that aspect. And here you try to keep things as simple as possible and to get the problem solved.
Yeah.
In China, you may need to put a lot more atoms to convey the message. You need to elaborate a lot more. So that's there is this difference in culture and in design.
We've been throwing the word empathy into all of these podcasts, and take it and run with it, girlfriend.
Yeah, well, honestly, so I mean, it's kind of, this is leading into one of our later questions, but I'm gonna go with it for this one that I think y'all can really work with, because Danielle does some like on the side design work when we need to, like our Message Gals logo she ran with, which I honestly probably would have never been able to do. But this like types of created work, like print versus digital, and how print is kind of dying out, but seems to be being recreated in the digital age. So I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts on that, especially as someone that's kind of consuming it, not making it. And
yeah, I'm not a professional graphic designer like our good friend Mu Sheng, but I do love Canva, which is a running joke in our marketing team. So I think it really brings a lot of creative people like myself an avenue to be creative. And I'd love to hear about how you've seen really in the industry grow from print into fully digital.
Well, I can't wait to share this part, because I totally grew with this whole trend. When I was in China, when I started using Photoshop, I don't know what's the version, but it's so basic. And yeah, mostly doing print. But here now, just in the 8.5 years, when I see how it grows, right now, most designs are digital, I would say. And myself, I grew into digital and fell in love with it. In fact, I, even though in the past so many years I did print design, I really get over it already because environmentally, I really think digital is much better. And also the cost effect, it's so much quicker. You can see result right away. You, for example, Daniel mentioned about Canva, and I use Canva.
I'm so glad you use it too. I'm like, okay, excellent. I feel so much better now.
Yeah, I use that, in fact, every day. Since I have been volunteering as the PR manager, because I'm the one person team right now. I need to create all the 6 channels, social media and the website, all the calendar graphics. Without this Canva, I can't accomplish that. You can produce a pretty decent design in a few minutes.
Yeah, totally. That's just one thing I love about digital. We actually used Canva in my program at the university when it was a beta app. Like it had, like, the first version had just come out and it was on our phones. We used it for our senior project, and that was my first dip into design. But yes, India mentioned our logo. It has one of your favorite colors, red, in it.
And I'm really jealous of y'all's skills. I might have to get like a license for Canva and just start practicing.
Yeah.
One day we'll get sponsors for the podcast when we get podcast payments, and we'll be like sponsored by Canva.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't even tease me like that. I am. Yeah. That is like probably the next thing I am manifesting. When we were giving shout outs to Women of Email, because I know Sharma gave us so many great women to interview, I was going to jump in and be like, sponsored by Women of Email.
I'm literally going to the mountains this weekend with some friends, and we're making vision boards. So I will put real life sponsors for our podcast on my vision board.
And yes.
So
I am so grateful for Women of Emails, this type of organizations who are empowering other people such as me. I'm definitely the person who was inspired by many other Women of Email members in the group. And everyone was so supportive and so open, so willing to help, to step up and help. And Sharma and all the board members have been working tirelessly to just help people stand out, to get out of their comfort zone, to be the better version of themselves. So I really, really want to say thank you to Women of Email.
I feel like Oprah right now. Like, I am talking to someone who is so inspiring. And I also am feeling very lucky to, like, you can make me cry. Like, I'm feeling very lucky to have met you and heard your story, because it's just such, like, they make movies about this stuff, you know? Like, it's, you've really come up and you're just so humble too, which is really refreshing. And I'm glad we were able to interview you and ask you fun questions and hear about your background. And really, like, you've seen the industry grow so much, which I think is just also so hard in a career to, like, you have to constantly be learning new things, which I know India and I are always like scratching at the bit to learn new things. So it's just so refreshing.
Yeah. Yes. For a designer, it's like a forever learning. Yeah, you are right, Daniel. Actually, this is a one part of it's very challenging for a designer too. You need to be good at your current job. And if you are young, you still need to keep growing your career. You need to update your portfolio. Thank you. Yeah, for that part, I really thank my current employer. And as probably you noticed that there are many women in the leadership team, because I do love the culture of measured marketing because of my leaders who give me the opportunity, and I got to have the platform to grow and shine and to share my ideas. As I mentioned earlier, I love to share ideas, and they often took my ideas seriously and value my contribution. That's very important.
I was thinking about that too, as you were talking about the differences between the work cultures and coming from somewhere where you were getting like shot down all the time and your ideas were not really heard. I would imagine it was probably pretty hard to kind of adjust to like, no, speak up, say your ideas. And I'm sure it was, you were shepherded along by some women leaders that were like, no, we do want to hear your idea. So I love that. And I'm sure measured marketing really had a lot to do and help you with that and your women leaders. But yeah, we're kind of coming up on time here. We can move. Okay, wait, you have two options. Pick your own adventure here. We can move on to our lightning round questions to top off the episode, or we can touch on really quickly, because I know this is something near and dear to your heart. Just sort of some of the volunteer work and how you incorporate that into your work. So if you want to touch on your volunteering, we'd love to hear about it. But if you are, ready to move on to that lightning round, we're happy to do that as well.
Actually, I love to talk about my volunteer work.
Let's do it.
Since I'm a designer, obviously the first thing I can volunteer probably is contributing my design.
Yeah.
And in the past a few years, I actually have been designing t-shirt and the programs free for local charity organization called Ops for Dance. It's the organization to help the individuals with Down syndrome's intellectual disabilities. And they try to provide the opportunities as plays, like musical play for them to get on stage. So every year they have those plays. So I was contributing my design and PR skills to promote those events. I heard an old saying from a friend recently: if you want to be happy for an hour, take a nap. If you want to be happy for a day, go fishing. If you want to be happy for a year, win some money. But if you want to be happy for your entire life, help others. And in fact, I also support some poor children in China to long-term support one or two kids as lunch, like a hot lunch, it's been like three years. So I just want to say volunteering is a very rewarding thing to do if you can manage that. Of course, I get myself very, very busy. I don't lie, because I only can do that outside of my work time. Yeah, during the day, I'm busy too. So
yeah, I mean,
it's rewarding.
Yeah, I think definitely to be of service to others, even just to, I always think about it, it's like, it's a break to stop thinking about myself so much. You know, like when I can think about someone else and what they need and how I can offer my assistance in any way, whether it be my time, my what I know how to do, whether I'm like, that's not very many things, but you know, whatever.
Stop it.
It definitely makes you, I think, there's like this children's age book that they read in like preschool now, and it's called, they talk about like filling other people's buckets.
I love that one.
Yeah.
So I think about that all the time. So
I just think, sharing a little bit of kindness, a little bit of generosity really can make the world a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, this has been so good. This is filling up my bucket and I didn't even need to.
I love it. So this is going to be the, like, not the smoothest transition because that was so heartfelt. And then we're going to go into the lightning round questions, which have nothing to do with anything and are just fun. It's just to help us get to know Musian better. Okay. And that's how we'll end. There's going to be five of them. And truly, it's just your gut answer. They literally have nothing to do with anything. Okay. We'll just rapid fire answers. Okay. So we'll start. What are you watching on Netflix today?
Downton Abbey.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love it. You guys have watched it. I loved that. I said, if I have time, I would watch it.
Yes, I love it. Okay, what is your zodiac sign?
Yes.
Lion, you know.
Okay, wait, I'm like, oh. It's by your birthday.
What's your birthday? We'll tell you what your zodiac sign is.
August 2nd. Oh, that's my celebration date. Yeah. Celebration date. Actually, there's another. About my birthday, actually, there are 3 dates. I know it's complicated, but that's my celebration date.
Oh, awesome. Okay, wait. So you're a Leo. Love it. That's my best friend Jordan's is a Leo. Okay, what's your go-to happy hour drink?
In fact, I don't really have a happy hour, just a juice. You know, there was one time we went out with my coworkers. I went there, asked for juice because I can't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to alcohol. So I asked for juice and they didn't charge me. I said, why they didn't charge me? They just said, sorry for me or something.
No, that's perfect. That's the best happy hour drink of free.
I love a good La Croix or free juice. When my friend was having her baby, they gave her a Shirley Temple, which is the Sprite with a little grenadine.
Okay, and then our last two that we ask on every podcast. Okay, if you had the chance to encounter a ghost or an alien, which would you pick?
Oh, I would pick alien.
Alien.
Ghost probably is really not that possible. Alien might be possible because
I'm a believer.
Some other planets, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all those videos that are coming out, I hear you. Yes. Okay, so this is the last question, and it's like a little segment. So the three dips, guacamole, salsa, and queso, if you had to marry one, which one would you marry? If you had a like
guacamole date? And the salsa.
Okay, I love it. You're going to marry it?
100.
I like your decisiveness. I like your quick to answer. And that's really it. That's the end of our lightning round. And Musian, this was so fun having you on the podcast. We really appreciate your time. And I mean, just your spirit coming through is like so infectious. I just had such a good time and I can't thank you enough. And thank you to Women of Email for connecting us.
Oh, thank you so much for such a great time.
This has been amazing. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us to dig into all things women in tech, or as Glennon Doyle says it, keeping the world running, spinning all the shit into gold.
This is India Waters and Danielle Profita-Briner signing off until next time. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.